The first day of a king! Doesn't that sound wonderful?
What are you talking about?
A king! Don't you think of satin, velvet, crown jewels, and royalty?
It wasn't like that at all. As a matter of fact, this birth was anything but glamorous.
No chariot?
Emperor Augustus had ordered a census. Joseph had to go from Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem in Judea because it was the birthplace of King David, and Joseph was one of his descendants. It was a long trek.
But they must have had a chariot.
Nothing like it. We're not sure if Mary, Joseph's wife, walked or rode a donkey, but she was pregnant and probably arrived exhausted. And when they finally got to Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to have her baby.
Wow, and back then, I bet they didn't have cars, planes, or taxis. Bet they didn't have motels, either.
No, and when they finally got to Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to have her baby.
Uh-oh, no hospitals, I take it. Maybe I'll stop complaining about some of my less than stellar birthdays.
Good idea. But even in the midst of all that dust and mud and walking for what must have seemed like forever, good things were beginning to happen. It started in the outlands, outside the city limits, where shepherds were watching over their flocks by night.
Joseph didn't know about this. They had even more problems to face down. The town of Bethlehem did have an inn, but when Joseph tried to get a room, there weren't any. The inn was full.
But something strange happened there. The innkeeper couldn't turn these people away. He had done it dozens of times already, but there's something about these people that he just couldn't turn them away.
Why can't I keep that couple out of my mind? I've got all these employees. I've got my own work to do. My inn is totally full. Why can't I stop thinking about them? First of all, the lady was exhausted. It was obvious that she was very pregnant. And the way that young man stared, with his eyes pleading. But it was more than that. There was an aura about them that said that they had a secret, that they knew something that no one else in the world knew. Something that would change the world forever.
I've got an Irish mind. I caused his eyes to shine. I thought it was a sign that something was divine. Yes, the sign was a sign, was divine.
Still, I have this strange feeling that something monumental is about to happen. Something that this woman will not give birth to an ordinary baby, but to, I don't know, royalty. Or a really special person, like a king. Nah, that's ridiculous. This baby couldn't be a king. His father is a carpenter from Galilee. But why do I have this strange feeling that won't go away?
There's mystery in the air, a secret oh so rare. Something in this birth will change all things on earth. What a day, what a night this will be.
I can't stop thinking about that man's eyes. It's like he understood something that he wasn't at liberty to explain.
His soul was torn apart, but something touched his heart. It came from God above, a mystery full of love. Yes, from above came the word, God is love.
I feel this urgency that I have to give them some shelter. A roof over their heads, a place for them to sleep outside of the chilly night air. But I can't turn other people out to give them a room. A stable. Why didn't I think of it sooner? Joseph! Joseph of Galilee! Joseph!
So, this king wasn't born in a palace. He was born in a stable.
That's right.
But if this baby is really a king, shouldn't people know? Shouldn't trumpets be blowing, a display of lightning announce his birth?
God announced his birth with a star.
A star?
A star so bright, no one knew what to make of it. People all over the world thought. Some recognized it as a message from God, but others had no idea what it meant.
Why is the star? It's so bright it woke me up. I thought it was morning and the sun was shining in my eyes. But you're not a little star. You're the biggest, brightest star I ever saw.
Twinkle, twinkle, mighty star. What a wondrous sight you are. Up above the world so high. Like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, mighty star, what a wondrous sight you are.
There's lots of stars out tonight, but they're smaller. It's like all the little stars want to sing to the big star.
Twinkle, twinkle, Christmas star, bringing wise men from afar. Bringing shepherds to their knees, bringing hopes for centuries. Twinkle, twinkle, Christmas star, what a wondrous sight you are.
And there were actually many shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people."
Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men."
Thank you.
them, Mary and Joseph had no idea about this. All they knew was that the innkeeper had a sudden change of heart.
Let me guess. He gave them the best room in the whole place.
Sorry again. He felt bad for them, Mary being pregnant and all, but he wasn't about to kick somebody out for them. He told them they could go stay in the barn.
You're kidding!
Unfortunately not. Mary had been visited by an angel who told her she was going to give birth to a savior. At this point, she probably thought she had hallucinated.
We're talking sharing your bed with a cat.
And a mule, a couple of sheep, probably some squawking chickens.
What a mess.
Yes and no. Mary had been through a lot already. She was very tired. But it's likely that she felt that peace. That peace that passes all understanding when you know good things are coming.
Made sure that that didn't happen. That's why he sent the angels and the star, to show that that he was a prince, and it was real, but different.
The Bible predicted this night for thousands of years, so some people were wise to it.
Three wise men from the east looked for the star and followed it. They found the Savior wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. There was one of them who brought the gift of gold.
Another brought the gift of frankincense and the gift of myrrh.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Now I think I see the meaning of all this. Born in a stable, a manger for a bed. Everything about this baby was as humble as it could be. I think it meant that he was going to be a truly different kind of king and a different kind of leader.
And I think this is what the Christmas story is all about. This night, so tiring, so painful, so historic, so unforgettable, shows us what royalty really is. Jesus would grow up and say, "He who is last will be first, and he who is first will be last." He proved it to us this night.
What more can we say?
You were great, guys. Great job, guys. Let me sum it up, please.
One solitary life. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in still another village where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher. He never wrote a book, never held an office, never had a family or owned a house. He didn't go to college. He never visited a big city. He never traveled more than 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of the things one usually associates with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. He was turned over to his enemies. And he went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 20 centuries have come and gone, and today he is still the central figure of the human race and the leader of mankind's progress. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliament that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together have not affected the life of man on earth as much as that one solitary life, the Lord Jesus Christ.
I can hear the angels sing, glory to the new heart king. He's on earth and mercy mild, love and sin is reconciled. Joyful are the nations rise, join the triumph of the sky, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to a newborn King.
Let's together stand. A cute, short, sweet little Christmas program. And I want to thank all the cast, all the Sunday school folks for providing us this little reminder again of what Christmas is all about.